Okay, so what we're doing is, okay, so we're doing, I guess we're going to do the second parak of Kedushin this year. That's the plan. And the second parak of Kedushin is, I think it's at least the beginning of it is about Shlichus. Okay, Shlichus a lot. But it comes up in the context of getting married through a Shliach. So, Kedushin. So, we're going to start off with some introduction about Kiddushin and Nisuin. Right? There are two steps in halachic marriage, Kiddushin and Nisuin. And we'll just go into... it'll be for a little while, I mean, before we even get to the Gemara. Just from some Rambams and some Rishonim. There's a Ran and Ksubas we're going to get to. It goes through different shitas on Chuppah. It's a big... I don't know if anyone knows. It's like a huge machlokas. Like a 4 or 5 way machlokas in the Rishonim. What Chuppah really is. You know, is it going under a canopy? Is it yichud? Is it, forgot the other ones. Bringing her into your house. I don't know if anyone actually holds via this one over here. I don't know. But it's, so hopefully we'll get to that. But for starters, we're going to do we'll do Kiddushin, and essentially it'll be in the Rambam, and we're also going to get to Iran. Okay. So some different shittas. So we'll start over in the Rambam and Ishos, Aleph. Okay? I guess the goal here is to get a picture of the marriage according to Torah. Okay, the Torah is understanding of the process of marriage. Okay, so it says like this. So I guess there are these three Rambams. Okay, three halachos in the Rambam, and we'll analyze them and raise some questions. Okay. By the way, I guess you have in the Koseres, right, to the Mitzvah Asay. The Rambam has Lisa Isha Biksuva Vikidushin. Okay, so it's a mitzvah to marry a woman with Ksuva and with Kiddushin. Okay, so Lisa Isha is to marry a woman with a Ksuva and with Kiddushin. So there's a problem right away, maybe we'll get to this at some point, but Ksuva is Midravan. Okay, I think the Rambam openly says that, I forgot where. But it's, he openly says, it's the kind of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan set up. Ksuba basically is when you marry a woman, you give a ksuba. And the ksuba is saying that if you divorce her or die, you owe her, so you have to give her a certain amount of money. And the idea was is that they set it up in order so that people wouldn't just marry a woman in order to have beer with her and then divorce her quickly. You know, it shouldn't be, people shouldn't just be loose with marrying and divorcing women. So the Rabbanan set up a halacha of ksuba, that if you divorce her, you're going to have to pay her a lot of money. So you're not going to, you know, before you get married, you'll make sure that you really want to, and you're not going to just throw her out on the street. So that's the Rabbanan. So it's a little bit of a problem, because in the Rambam of the Koseres, and the Mitzvah Asay, he's saying, Lishisa, I mean. I'm not sure when it's there, yeah? Okay. So, and then the fourth mitzvah in the Koseres is, Lifros Valirbos Mimana, to have kids from her. Okay? Peruvu. Okay, any problem? Any question with that? Right, what does that mean, mimana? Right, exactly. Johnny's saying, I mean, the livers of mimana. I mean, isn't Peru the two different mitzvahs? I mean, one thing is how to get married, another mitzvah is to have kids. Let's say you get married, let's say you have kids from a different woman, not your wife. Are you not Yotzei? I mean, I don't know, maybe you're not from this Rambam, but if you are Yotzei, then why is the Rambam saying from her? It's just to have kids. Having kids is one thing, getting married is another thing. If you're not Yotzei, I mean, that's strange. Isn't there a Peru who's have kids? So, have kids from your wife? How is that part of having kids? Okay, maybe we'll get to that at some point. Okay, but not for now. Okay, just pointing it out. Okay. So, Kodem Matan Torah. So, before the Rambam gets started here, he gives you a little bit of history. Okay, which is in itself a question why he's giving history. Okay, Kodem Matan Torah, back in the days before the Torah was given, Hayadam Pogei Yisha B'Shuk, a man would meet a woman in the street, Imrotza Huvehi, if they both wanted, Lisa Osa. If he and she wanted to marry her, Machnisa Lisoch Besel, he'd bring her into his house, Uboala Beino Levenatzma, and he'd have beer with her in private, Vitiel Elisha, and they'd be married, right? Okay, she would be to him a wife. Kimoshenit Natora. Once Torah was given, Establi Yisrael Shem Yirtza Ish Lisa Isha. That if a man wants to marry a woman, yikne osa tchila b'fnei edem. First, he has to be koneh her, okay, Kenyan, purchase, whatever. I guess we have to figure out what that means exactly. Is the koneh first in front of witnesses, the v'achrakach tiel elisha, and then, only then, could she be to him for a wife. Shneamar ki ikach ish isha uba'ola, uba'oileha. First, ki ikach, first he has to be yikach. But yikach means like to take, just like the skinion. And then, uba'oileha. And then he could have yeh with her. Okay, so I guess it's a little more. V'likuchen eilu mitzvos zeishel Torah. And these likuchem, these buyings, I guess, these takings, is a mitzvah of the Torah. And a woman could be perched kinyan nikness in one of three ways: because of a star v'bia, the bia v'star mea Torah, or because of the rest of them. Okay, fine. So I'm not going to go into that. That's a whole problem in its own right. It's a whole thing of the Rambam why he says the rest of them, because presumably it's the Raisa. But let's leave that alone. Okay, v'likuchen elu, and these likuchem, these buyings, purchasings, takings, hein hanikrom kiddushin o erusin b'chal makom. Okay. They're called Kedushin or Erusin, all around, okay, in the literature, okay? V'isha sh'niknes b'echad mishos dvar melo, and a woman who's purchased through a nickname in one of these three manners, ki ha'nikres mikudashas murasas, she's called mikudashas or murasas, okay? And one more halacha. V'kima sh'niknes l'isha v'naz l'mikudashas, and once a woman is nicknames and becomes mikudashas, af pishlo nibbala v'lo nichmasil v'es baila, even though she didn't have bia nor did she enter her husband's house, harehi eishas ish. She's an eishas ish. V'habo eileha aleha chutz mi baila chayiv mises bezden. Someone else sleeps with her is chayiv mises bezden. V'imrotza l'gare shichu gat. And if he wants to divorce her, they need a gat. Okay, these are the halachas. Any question? Okay, good. So one question is, what's the code on Erev Demand Torah? Is it two different legal structures like they used to? Okay, it sounds like he's describing somewhat in depth about what they used to do. I mean, it wasn't just, he's describing something, right? I mean, it's not beforehand, he's just husband and wife. I mean, he is describing something. If they meet each other in the street and they want to get married, they both want to, then he brings her into his house and they have bia in private and they're married. Right, I mean, it's a pride. It sounds like he's describing something there, and now, but now it's different. It changed that the Torah came along and just decided to change the way things were going. So, what's the difference? What's the precise difference between two? I mean, it seems like that's the whole point of this halacha, right? Is to show you the difference. So, what's the difference? Presumably, from this difference, you'll get insight into what the Torah's idea of kedushin, or what the mitzvah of kedushin is here, right? So you'd assume that's why he's giving you the history. I mean. You don't know the particulars yet, but you assume that through the history, you don't understand what Kedushin is, you have to understand what it was and what it is. I mean, it's interesting how he does that, but he doesn't usually do that. Right? I mean, he doesn't usually do that as beforehand the Lulav was just a palm branch, but now it came along Torah and the Lulav became, you know. But I mean, it's obviously Lulav wouldn't have been a very, you know, very interesting example, but you know, it just doesn't seem, who cares? I mean, it used to be. Okay, good. Any other questions? It's clear that he's not ishto l'choldover. Akach tiel l'isha would seem to mean here is an afterwards. Not that the kedushin makes her his wife, but it's that after you ignos a tchila b'fin. It's tchila ve'achakach. So first you buy, you purchase, you do kenyan, and then tiel l'isha through. He's referencing in Perek Yud is the process called nisuin, chupa, whatever. Okay, so it seems like. He's, and then Tila Elisha, it seems like the real Elisha, and in Perek Yud he says that when you do Chopa, then he's Ke'ishto L'chal Davar, then she's really married, like the fully Nisuan. But yet, Daniel's saying is, but you see, for instance, she's an Eishes Ish already, and if you sleep with her, then you're Chayv Misa. So it's like somehow she's married and she's not married. It's like a funny kind of a state. On one hand he's saying she's an Eishes Ish, but on the other hand he's saying she's not Ishto yet. Right? That's your question. Okay, good. It's true. I mean, it's just trying to say it's correct. It sounds like Torah's adding in a step. Right? It sounds like it's back then. It would almost seem like the getting married is what they were doing. And now the Torah's adding in this, like, tchila. Before you do that, do this kinyan. For it seems superfluous. I mean, what's it accomplishing? What are you really doing? Right? And it would seem that somehow nisuin or chuppah is more like what they used to do. You'll see it's not exactly, but it's more like that. Right? It's va'achach, right. Seems that way, and that's what it means by Lisa Isha b'ksuvah kedushin, is do nisuin to a woman with with a preceding ksuba and kedushin, with kedushin and ksuba first, and then you do nisuin. So it's how you do nisuin. How do you do nisuin to a woman? With ksuba and kedushin. Get her ksuba and kedushin, then do, that's what I think it means in the kosaris, you know? That's the manner of marrying her. Don't marry her the way they used to, marry her this way, where you have a kedushin. It doesn't say ksuba, by the way, in this halacha. It's interesting, in halacha it doesn't say ksuba. I mean, right? That's interesting. Okay, Ariel's a good question. Is that it says, before Matan Torah, it says, Imratza huvehi lisa osa. Right? If they both want to get married. But afterwards, it says, Kimson Torah, it says, Im yirza ha'ish lisa isha, if he wants. Now, it's not true a woman can't be forced to get married. In fact, it's also they have to both want it. Okay? That's halacha. You can't marry a woman against her will.
So, but also.
What? Nisuin? I think so. I think so. She need her das. But it's, yeah, but the thing is, but somehow, but he's talking about kedushin anyways, though. Right? So, but for some reason, the Rambam, when he's describing what used to happen, he mentions both of them, and, when, you know, if they both want, and when he's describing nowadays, he just says, if he wants. So why the difference? Okay, good. Okay, good. Johnny's asking, it seems the whole end of Halacha Beis seems unnecessary. It's, first of all, he's giving you names. The Likuchen Elu is called Kiddushin Ayerson. So first of all, who cares what it's called? I mean, what does it have a name? And what's the Rambam's telling you what it's called? Who cares what it's called? And why are there two names? It's funny, a thing called having two names. What do you call it? Lulav is called Lulav. Shofar is called the Shofar. I mean, why, in general, one thing has one name. Why are there two names? And then also, it tells you what these things are called. And then it says a woman who undergoes this process is called a Mikudeshus or Moresas. I mean, okay, who cares? I mean, who cares? I mean, was it like a vocabulary course here? I mean, why is that relevant? Why does Ram have to tell this to us? I mean, probably we know what it means. I mean, Ram doesn't have to tell you what the words mean. Same. Okay, so the Nila asks, he says, why does Ram say, Kadu Mantoya Adun Pagayisha Bashak? Right, you meet her in the street. I mean, who cares where you meet her? The question should just say, Kadu Mantoya Adun Pagayisha Bashak? Adam Lisa, right? Matzah Adam Veisha Lisa. Then you know, because where he met her. How does it work after Matan Torah? I mean, don't you have to meet her on the street? And you know, set up maybe or whatever. Like I don't know. Presumably it always works. You meet her on the street. I mean, you meet her somewhere. I mean, there was no rule back then. You could only meet on the street, and nowadays you're not allowed to meet on the street. So the Nishok, right? So it seems to be nothing's really changed in that regard, and you have to meet somewhere. Right? Who cares? Anyways, I mean, is that part of the marriage process that you meet on the street, meet in the shuk? Interesting. Also, the whole idea of edim. Right? I mean, edim. By the way, I mean, it's something to know. There's a difference between edei raya and edei kiyam. This is a term that comes up a lot. Is that normally edim are there to as a raya? So, for instance, if I wanted to make a kinyan with you, I'll lend you money. So it's in my best interest to have edim, so that if you ever deny the thing, then I'll be able to prove it in a court and to get my money back. But if I don't use edim, it's a loan. A loan's a loan. It's kinyan. So you don't need edim. It's not necessary to create the loan. It's just edim are there as an external verification of what took place. But in kedushin, they're edei kiyam, which means that they give it kiyam. They establish the kedushin. And if you don't have edim, there's no kedushin. You can't get married in private and say, well, no one will know. It's not a kiddushin. Without edim, there's no kiddushin. Okay? Which is interesting. I mean, why? So guess, why is that? I mean, it seems almost like beforehand there was an idea of doing it in private. Right? I mean, it sounds that way. He says they used to do it. Ben Olve Natsmo. I mean, that's also, you have to explain why that was the case. But nowadays, this idea of Bifnei Edim. So what's that idea? Why? What do edim do? Why do you need edim? What can I do without edim? Could be kona a car without edim. Why can't we kona an isha without edim? Okay, that's a good question. Ariel's saying, what does it mean to be kona an isha? Are you kona a slave or kona a car? I understand. But what does it mean to be kona an isha? Do you own her? And if not, what exactly does kinyan mean? Right? It seems to not mean exactly the same thing as we mean it in general. But what does it mean then? And why call it kinyan then? If it's not, I mean, if it means you own her and you
I guess it's true. Johnny says, let's be clarified. What's the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? I say. Sounds yeah, beitz is likuchen eil mitzvah shel Torah. Sounds like the kinyan is the mitzvah, and the kosar says lisa isha b'ksuva v'kedushin. Sounds like to marry her through ksuva and kedushin is the mitzvah. It's a question altogether. Is it a mitzvah to get married? Like, is that a mitzvah? Are you mitzvah to get married?
Are you, in the sense that we mean mitzvah. Now, obviously, the mitzvah, he's calling it a mitzvah. But is a person obligated to get married? Right. It seems the mitzvah is because of peruvo. You have to get married because of peruvo. You don't have to get married because of marriage.
It seems like likuch and elu are a mitzvah of Torah. And if you want to get married, you want to do nisuin, you have to do it in this manner. But it's not a mitzvah per se to go out and do kiddushin or even to do nisuin. I mean, it is practically because of peruvo. Right? When he talks about vitamin Torah, it's usually because of peruvo. Mivatal peruvo, if you don't get married. But not because marriage itself. It's like the institution is the mitzvah asai. Mitzvah doesn't always mean that you're obligated to do anything, like shchita. Shchita is a mitzvah asai, but there's no halacha, you have to go out and do shchita. Just halacha if you want meat, then you can only eat meat with a shachar. But shchita is like is a machshir. Shchita makes the meat kosher. The method by which you're allowed to eat meat. So it's an institution. A mitzvah sometimes can mean it's like a chiv, a mitzvah for you to do. Sometimes it could be like a machshir, it's a halakhic institution which renders a change in the basar, or allows you to eat the basar. Similarly, it seems like kiddushin is a halakhic institution which prepares the way for nisuin. So that institution is a mitzvah sasai. But it doesn't mean you're obligated to do it. A mitzvah doesn't have to mean you're obligated to do it. It just, the institution itself is called is the mitzvah. Yeah. It would be nice if we could understand the methods, the three methods, Kesser, Shtar, and Bia, at least on a basic level. What are these, you know? But that's we can't begin to understand until we understand what Kedushin is. But once we understand it, it would be nice if we could at least have some understanding of what these three things are, you know? Also, another question is before Matan Torah, just to look at that for a second. So he says, if they both want, so he brings her into his house, and then he has Bia with her in private. So what's that? I guess this is kind of what Johnny is referencing. It sounds like somewhat of a process. But like, why is it he has to bring her into his house? Like they can't just do it somewhere else? Like is this like a halacha? I guess that's the question. Is it like before Matan Torah there was no halacha and you do whatever you want? Or there was there a halacha? Was it like Hilchos Ben Noach? What's he talking about? If he's talking about that like this is the halachic structure for Matan Torah? Like, is there a mitzvah kiddushin for Ben Noach? And if not, then so what does that's the rule? It has to be in his house. Why does it have to be in his house? Where'd that come from? It's like, so what's the process? It sounds like you bring her into your house and then you have B.O. in private. Like what's and then they're married. Like what was that? Was that like a social agreement and that's what they do? Like what's he describing here exactly? Some sort of religious thing that they used to do or how that? Right. It sounds like some sort of process. Bringing her into and what bring? I mean, you can see B.O. B.O. makes sense because. I guess that's part of marriage, is bia, that's the sexual relationship. It seems like that's... I may have to explain it anyways, but it sounds more reasonable. But bringing her to the house, what's the... It's two things? You got to do two things? So that would be really interesting to explain that also.
I could hear a difference between...
On a basic level, it means like out of her father's house into your house. But it's a good question, though. Would a hotel room work, or would someone else's place work, you know? Definitely an implication out of her father's house. But it sounds like it means into your house. Sounds that way. You know, but why is that significant? It would be good to explain what the significance of that was. It's a nafkamina. I mean, a ben noach is also to sleep with someone else's wife, and that's part of Shem's ben noach. That's on the arayos. So presumably, I guess there really would be a nafkamina here vis-a-vis ben noach. Right? I mean, I'll to sleep with someone else's wife. Presumably, it would be a nafkamina. Once they did this process, which is describing of the Kodesh Matan Torah, presumably they'd be married, and then... Then if you want to, you know, then she'd be a neshazesh. Right? But the chiddush is nowadays, that's what Halacha Gimel is saying, is nowadays, don't think, I mean, that's what you have to explain, what's the havmina, but on the surface, it's saying, don't think that you're not a neshazesh until after you do kiddushin, until after you actually get married. Even after you do kiddushin, okay, after you do the kinyan, she's a neshazesh, and if someone sleeps there, it's chayiv misa. Probably not in Torah, there wouldn't be an introduction until you're actually living together. I mean, you understand in Kiddushin, we do it all together, but it used to be you do Kiddushin and wait a year, and then a year later you do Nisuin. So you'd have a year where basically she was still living in her father's house, but they'd have Kiddushin, she'd be nicknamed to him, and if someone sleeps with her, it's like, Eishazesh, and it'd be Chayv Misa. So, then I'm married. I mean, they sort of, it's like a funny state, but she's an Eishazesh. And they need to get, if they want to break it off, that's it. You gotta get divorced. Get divorced, they didn't even get married yet. But apparently it's like,
That's what he's telling you, is that this is the real deal. Don't think that this Kenyan doesn't really accomplish anything. It does accomplish very much. There are actually, she's an Asha Zeh, she sleeps with Ayachai Misa, and you want to get rid of her, you need a gap. You know, prior to Matan Torah, the only way you should be an Asha Zeh is if they'd actually be living, you know, do this process, move into the house, you know, bring her to his house and then be with her. So, I mean, we could explain that, I guess. What's he getting at here? What would I have thought? What's Avinu Maskana of Halacha Gimel, you know?